Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we will be discussing the woman and the lost coin, Luke 15, 8-10. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise I say unto you that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. It's the exact same story as the lost sheep, right? Same objective, different parable. Let's ponder this. I couldn't find my phone anywhere. I looked in the kitchen, in the living room, under the coffee table, behind the sofa, by my nightstand. I looked everywhere. Everywhere but the refrigerator. I had finally given up and went to the fridge to get a snack. There it was, staring at me next to the pickles. We lose stuff all the time, don't we? One survey I read said we lose about 9 things every day. The celebrated cellist, Yo-Yo Ma, once left a $2.5 million cello in the back of a taxi. Jesus tells this story that we just read about a woman who lost a valuable coin. And I think it's a perfect story to use when we start thinking about the God-first life. What woman, Jesus starts, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp or a candle, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? Like me looking for my phone, the picture Jesus gives is a woman on the hunt, turning over the whole house until she finds what she's looking for, that silver coin. What's the connection to the God-first life? Jesus tells us that the lost coin is like us, lost by our own neglect or the neglect of others. And like the woman in the story, the discovery triggers a party. Rejoice with me, she says, for I have found the peace which I lost. Or rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep which was lost and now is found. Do you see the connection there?
it's the same joy
in both parables. The same joy echoes in heaven about us. Normally, this parable is presented in as being about getting saved, and it works, but there's more to it, and that's more has everything to do with how we live this God-first life. As much as it is about being found by God, it's also about letting us know that we are valuable and that it's important to keep in mind. The reality is that we are not going to do it perfectly. We stumble, we falter, and more than a few times on a regular basis sometimes. Sometimes we're going to do the spiritual equivalent of leaving a $2.5 million cello in the trunk. Trust me, it's going to happen. But if we're valuable, if Jesus really cares enough to turn the cosmos upside down for us, then we can rest in his estimation of us. Lord Jesus, we are thankful to be yours. And as we continue down our journey of the you first life, let us be assured that our worth depends on your grace, not our efforts. Whatever we may think of ourselves, particularly in moments where we drop the ball, I know you love and value us. We know you love and value us. Fully and always. We want to put you and your kingdom first before anyone and anything. Please guide us on this journey and never let us go. Amen. What is the most valuable thing you've ever lost? Meditate on that a little bit. Maybe it was some amount of money or a friend or a collectible of some sort. Now, what would you do to get it back? Have you ever thought about that? Ponder that for a little bit. The point is to connect with that part in you that truly values something. That impulse you feel to reconnect is just a tiny fraction of what God feels toward you and toward us. Thanks for joining me for this daily inspiration. Hope you have a blessed day in Jesus' name, and don't forget to join us for the daily Bible study. For the Saturday morning Bible study, I apologize. Every Saturday morning.